You're listening to Hashtag No Filter on Revolver. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 87 of Hashtag No Filter. Today's episode is one of the most requested episodes because it is part two of my podcast episode with Dumois. If you're unfamiliar with Dumois, head over on Instagram to @DEUXMOI and you'll immediately be addicted. But most of you I know are familiar with Dumois because you've been asking for a part two since I recorded part one. So I'm very excited to bring you that today. Like I say in the beginning of the episode, I would urge you to listen to the first part as we talk a lot about like how the account was created, what her process is for posting, if there is a process, everything, you know, kind of like those sort of questions that you guys had. This episode is more about the gossip, the juice, the celebrities. So just so you know, we won't be covering really the background of it in this episode, but definitely listen to the first one if you are interested in that. So I think we're just going to get right into it. Although I do want to say one more thing. I want to remind you about my Patreon page. For those of you who joined it, you know that you actually got this episode and you're listening to this episode earlier than everyone else. It comes out 48 hours prior to it going live to the public. So if you have not checked out my Patreon page, head over to julielauren.com/Patreon. I will also link it in the description of this episode because there are 6 different tiers. You get different perks at each one and it's really fun to get some exclusive content. All right, without further ado, here is episode 87 of Hashtag No Filter, part 2 with Dumois. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. Most requested podcast guest ever.
Oh my God.
Very exciting. This is part 2. So before we get into the questions, you wanted to mention something, right?
Yes. I just wanted to say that anything that we talk about on this podcast is not based in fact. None of the things that I'm going to say have been researched. I do not know them to be true. They could all be tall tales that were told to me from random people on Instagram. I do not research. I barely Google. Like, I don't look up one thing. So I just wanted to like make that clear. So everything that's said should be taken, you know, with a grain of salt and a, you know, just fun gossip.
Right. Okay. So it's what people are sending you is what you share basically.
Yeah. I don't go out of my way to, you know, make sure that these claims are true. I just throw up the DMs and, you know.
Amazing. So there is that. So everyone listen to that and take everything with a grain of salt and then chill out. So obviously this is part two. So if you haven't listened to part one, I would urge you to, because we talked a lot about how the account got started, what it is, how the information comes, just all those kind of details. So we're not going to go back over that today because today is all about the fun stuff and the juice and the gossip and things that you are all freaking dying to hear about. So we're just going to get right into it. And then I do have some other random questions people sent just about the account that if we have time, I'll ask. So let's just jump into it. All right. One of the most requested people to talk about is Leonardo DiCaprio, Dino Bones. For those who are new to Dumois, what the fuck is Dino Bones? What is the headphones thing? Can you just explain that situation?
Sure. So basically, his nickname is Headphones Dino Bones because in the beginning, when I first started, I started getting all these stories about people who had a friend or knew a model. Like, it was a lot of like, my friend was a model and like, you know, met Leo. So basically, he would meet these girls or models and take them back to his house or wherever he was staying and make them strip and undress, go into the bedroom face down, and he would come into the room with headphones on and perform like sexual intercourse with this person. Like, that's how he chose to have sex with, you know, whoever he was having sex with. A lot of people were messaging me like, how did they even know it was him? Which you know, at the time it was a lot of secondhand stories, so I didn't have an answer. But recently, like in the past month, two girls who actually had sex with him wrote in, and they confirmed the headphone story. One girl was too drunk to remember what he was listening to, but she thought it sounded like Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Oh,
shut the fuck up. No.
That's what she said. I was like, shut up. And she was like, I swear. She was like, I was so drunk, but I swear it was Genie in a Bottle. And then the other girl, I think she said it was, and I could be wrong, Kanye's like album, whatever album was out at that time. It was Kanye West. And what? So basically, like, both those stories were confirmed firsthand, you know, unless, like I said, a couple seconds ago, unless these people were making it up,
right.
That's how he prefers to have sex. Now, a lot of people are also asking me, like, do you think he has sex like this with just randoms, or does he have sex like that also with his girlfriends? I would say I don't know the answer to that, but maybe just randoms. I have no idea.
Oh, like, it's just so funny to me because he's a celebrity, it's like he sort of gets away with it. Like, would I say no if Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to have sex with me? Probably not, even if he wore headphones. But like, a normal human being doing that is really fucking weird, right? Like,
yeah, it's like so weird. So the one girl who said he was listening to Kanye was just like, maybe that helps him with like his rhythm. Do you know what I mean? Like, while he's like doing the deed, like while he's like bumping uglies, like he's like, you know what I mean? And she was like, and I was like, whoa, that like makes sense. Like, yeah, maybe that's why he needs it. But so that's the headphones portion of it. And then the dino bones is I kept getting these stories about, from people in the art world, how Leo is like a huge art collector. And one of the things he likes to collect is dinosaur bones. And as, I don't know if you saw this Q&A, but somebody asked me what my favorite movie was. And one of my choices was Jurassic World. So as a fellow dinosaur lover, I obviously like took that information and ran with it and became obsessed with the fact that he collects dino bones. And then this other person wrote in who had actually partied at Leo's house and snuck a bunch of secret pictures, sent me a picture of an actual like dinosaur fossil in his front foyer of his house.
Wow. And what's so wild is it's not like for this one in particular and several others, like you've gotten several DMs about the headphones thing. You've gotten several, like this isn't just like one person saying.
Right. So like the nickname thing like happens if I get a bunch of DMs where we could kind of like just say to ourselves, okay, well maybe this is true. You know, that's like how the nicknames come about. They're not like a one-off. They're not one-offs. Like these people have to like earn their nicknames. And he definitely earned headphones dino bones because like I was getting so many DMs about the headphones and then so many DMs about the dino bones. So
it's a good nickname. Every time I see it, I crack up. And so do you know this answer? Like if I know you haven't done it firsthand, but like if he's walking into the hotel room or whatever, and they're like, are they face down because they're doing anal?
I don't know the answer, but I don't think they are. I think that maybe he just like doesn't like to be looked at. I don't know. I don't really know the answer, but I don't think it is anal because the two girls that did have intercourse did not mention that it was. And I feel like that was something that maybe they would have mentioned.
Totally. Totally. Okay. So there you guys go. There's headphones, dino bones. Okay. So now in terms of, there was a lot of questions on George Clooney. So what would you say is like the hot, because I don't think I follow like Leo headphones, dino bones, I feel like I follow all the time. George Clooney, I think I came in later. What's the biggest thing about him that everyone's like so tuned into?
Well, I mean, the most shocking thing that people keep going back to isn't something that I initially reported on. It was something that's on the Crazy Days and Nights website about this alleged accidental death that happened at one of his parties in Lake Cuomo. And if you look up, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, read the blind because you could just Google it. But it's vague. it's vague, but it does suggest that there was a death at one of his properties that was covered up by him. Wow. So I don't know if it's true. It could just be a crazy rumor. Today I started posting pictures of his house because an influencer just, you know, I guess innocently is in Italy and posted a picture of his house, and somebody sent it to me and was like, is this the house? And I was like, yeah. And then I Googled pictures and I got it all wrong, which I'll say all the time. Like, I get shit wrong all the time. Like, I'm not afraid to admit that. And I was Googling pictures of his house and I posted the wrong one because it was misleading online that this specific house that I posted was his, and it had a very large cliff next to the house. And this supposed murder – not murder, sorry.
Not death. Death, yeah.
This supposed death happened, but somebody fell off a cliff. So,
wow.
But it was the wrong house. So I don't even know if this is true. The house that everybody knows that George owns does not look like it sits on a cliff. This could be a totally fabricated story. I was also told that he owns other properties that are near the main one that everyone knows about. So maybe those are higher up on a cliff. I'm not sure.
So is there any other stuff on him? Like, I think he's perfect, but is he not?
No. I mean, he's definitely not perfect. I think, I don't know if this is true. He might, I don't know if he's sober. I don't know if he's like known to be sober, but it's set for a couple stories I got on him, and this could have just been like a fun night, or I don't know if it's a problem, was that he was like hammered a lot. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know. There wasn't enough for me to, you know, draw the conclusion where, he's always hammered in public. Like, maybe it's an issue, but it was like a little bit eyebrow raising, because one of the stories, the person was like, he was like hanging on to me, like trying to stand up. So I don't know. I mean, everybody has those nights. So
of course,
could it have been one of those nights? Yeah. Could it be, you know, maybe something he indulges in on a daily basis? Yeah, sure. Like, a lot of celebrities, I'm learning,
of course,
have a dependency towards alcohol. Not even drugs. More, you know, it's like alcohol. Like, people think, and, you know, drugs, but
no, alcohol. And what would you say, this is sort of just, I'm curious, and I think someone asked something like this, what would you say percentage-wise, if you could say, how many DMs you get that you don't share because it's like too, you know, dark or too whatever?
Like 10%.
Oh, so you share most. I mean, you're sharing most.
Yeah. Because if it's something that is, might cross the line a little bit, and obviously, like I said, I don't know if it's true, I'll make it a blind. That's when I'll make it a blind.
Right. And so, while we're on blinds, this would be a good time to say, don't ask you about the blind. Right?
Yes. I will not confirm blinds. I don't know if I ever will confirm blinds in the future, but it certainly will not be on my DMs. It will be on another platform that people will be able to visit. It will not be on Instagram, and it will not be in my DMs. So sending me is fruitless, because
there's literally no point, because you're not.
Yeah, it's something that I have to open, and it's like annoying, because it's like, I can't respond to you. Like, sometimes I feel bad and I will respond. Like, if it's a stupid blind, like, that's like kind of harmless, I maybe will be like, no, it's not that person, or like, you know, please don't, you know, send me your guesses. But it gets like draining to have to keep saying that. So that's when I start to get like annoyed, and I'm just like, please don't send me your guesses. Like, there's no point.
And are you not going to answer the blinds on DM versus like another platform, just because of, for what, like, what is, because of like, not safety, but, or what's the reason that you'll answer on a different platform maybe one day, or you don't even know if you will?
Because I feel like if I want to do something like bigger with this Instagram account, like, I need to hold that information.
Good point. I agree with you
completely right now.
Yeah, so, 100%. That makes sense.
That's, you know, like, I feel like I already give away enough. Like, I already put so much time in this for nothing, for free. So I need like to keep some information to myself.
Something, exactly.
In case I want to make it bigger at another point.
Right, exactly. Okay, so someone else that was sent, and I think more recently because of Corona quarantine, whatever, is Bradley Cooper and all this like Connecticut shit. So are there like a lot of celebrities in Connecticut right now?
Are there what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are a lot of these celebrities like just at homes in Connecticut right now?
Okay, so the Bradley Cooper Connecticut sighting, I think it started on a Facebook Fairfield mommy group. And I have a theory about that somebody sent in to me that is always in the back of my mind. And if anybody from Connecticut is listening to this, they're probably going to be like really crushed that I'm about to say this. But anyway, there's this Facebook group for mommies in Fairfield. And apparently like at the beginning of Corona, some of the teenage children of these moms logged into this group under the pretense that they were their moms and like pulled some kind of prank. So this person, not the Bradley Cooper prank, but this person who knew about this messaged me and she was like, wonder if the whole Bradley Cooper sighting is a prank started in this Fairfield like mommy Facebook group, a prank that the kids are playing on everybody. This is what she said.
Right.
So I said that to some – so I personally know somebody who's in that area right now, and I said that to them, and they were like, no. Like, he really is here. But, like, there's no sightings. There's not one proof of life picture that has come out of him being in Connecticut. And somebody also just recently – and I haven't even posted this yet.
Yeah.
It's not, like, anything crazy, but they told me that – Matt Damon was in, I don't know, I think Canada, filming a movie. And I said to this person, and rented a house for his family. And I said to this person, I'm like, did you guys ever see Matt Damon? And they were like, yeah, all the time. We would see Matt Damon around town all the time. So like, I don't know if Bradley Cooper's like taking tunnels, like around
what is he doing?
Airfield to get from place to place, or he's just like being super stealthy. I have no idea.
So you don't actually, but that's what that all is about. Are there like, have there been like other celebrity sightings in Connecticut, or it's literally just that?
So since it was known, and also I had two addresses for him in Connecticut of houses he was renting. And I was told today that neither of those addresses are correct, that he's staying at a different property. Like those are like maybe those were leaked as like decoys. I have no idea. Yeah. So since he was spotted, I guess like before July 4th weekend, Leo and Brad supposedly were hanging out with him in Connecticut as well. But again, no picture evidence.
Okay. Just, so we have like, no idea.
I don't know if he's really there. I mean, people told me that he's supposedly filming a movie. That's why he would rent the house to begin with. I mean, also like a lot of people that live in New York are moving out of New York. Because of Corona. So maybe he's just one of them. Do you know what I mean? And like where he is in Connecticut is pretty close to the city. So maybe
He's just out. Exactly. But I feel like if Headphones Dino Bones is out there and one of you Connecticut girls are, you know, you should write in to confirm the headphone situation.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's definitely been like, I've definitely received DMs like, they're at this place. No, now they're at this place. Or they were spotted here. They were spotted there. So, I mean, the people of Connecticut are definitely like on the lookout for a sighting.
So
but
funny.
Nothing has been confirmed yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And so there's so many
conflicting stories. It like makes my head spin. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I cannot even imagine. How many DMs do you think you get a day?
I don't know. Hundreds now. I have no idea.
Like multiple hundreds, not like.
Yeah, multiple hundreds. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. So now, Jay Cutler, he is like new on the Instagram scene. He is so fucking hot. Do you agree he's so fucking hot?
I don't know. He looks like he's like worn out a little bit. Like he looks like he's like, he looks tired.
But I mean, would you hook up with him? Cause I would.
He doesn't really do it for me.
Okay.
He kind of looks like a doofus. He kind of seems like a doofus. Like I watched the whole So, like, after he regained custody of his Instagram account and was, like, posting and people were telling me they were sliding into his DMs, like, I went and checked out his stories and he's, like, I don't know. He's, like, a doofus with his fucking chickens. Like, I'm, like...
The chickens confuse me. Like, I don't really know what's going on there. But do you have any good scoop on him? Because a couple people asked about Jay Cutler stuff, but it's, like, he's kind of new to it all. I don't know. Like, what's going on with him?
I mean, I would say try to slide into his DMs. Like, I've seen... I saw, like, photographic evidence. Like, I don't think I might have posted one, but I didn't. I definitely didn't post another one. But slide into the DMs. I feel like he... this is all, like... This is all, like, new territory for him. So he's, like, excited, you know?
That is certain.
If you're, like, a girl that has, like, a lot of thirsty pictures on her Instagram, and I feel like he'll respond.
Is that, like, would you know based on just all the DMs you get and just, like, your experience at this? Like, is that what the key is to having a successful DM slide? Because I've slid into Dave Portnoy's DMs several times, and he has yet to respond. And I have no pictures of my boobs on my account.
Yeah, well, Dave Portnoy also likes, like, 22-year-old blondes, so...
I'm 34, brunette, and Jewish, so he's probably not going to go for me, but...
Right, but, yeah, I think, although this one girl who always, like, messages me, and I don't post any of her messages, and I don't want to, like, give too much away about her, I don't know if she has two accounts. She could have two accounts, so...
Yeah.
She messaged me a couple times about a couple celebrities whose DMs she slid into. And I was like, finally, I was like to myself, like, what does this girl look like? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need to check out her Instagram. So I looked and, like, yeah, she was very attractive and young, but the pictures weren't that thirsty. Do you know what I mean?
So, like, maybe
she was hot and young and, like, yeah, there were definitely, like, cute selfies and stuff, but it wasn't as bad as I've seen in the past. Right. So I was like, like, I don't know what it takes. I think maybe, like, you know, they all love, like, young girls. So if you're, like, between the ages of, like, 20 and, like, 24,
you're golden.
Slide into as many celebrity DMs as, like, you can.
Yeah, totally.
That, like, that's, like, your leg up is the age thing.
1000%. And when they, and, like, and probably having some, like, bikini photos and the whole
thing. Yeah, but, like, this girl that I'm like, referring to, and she showed me the DMs. Like, she wasn't lying. Like, she didn't have, like, that many bikini photos. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't, like, it wasn't, like, tits out, like, in every picture. She was, like, just, like, a cute girl. So.
Yeah.
It confused me. Because in my mind, like, yeah, I would think that, like, it would be all, like, bikini pics and, like, super, like thotty, like, you know, Instagram model-y shots that would attract these guys. But
It's not. Right. Well, it's funny. So Dave Portnoy, he was in Florida, South Florida recently, and, like, doing pizza reviews, like, down my street, basically. And I think there were different girls every day, like, at their house. I mean, like, why would it? I mean, more power to them. But, like, obviously girls are sliding into DMs and successful at it. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like sliding into his DMs is, like, his major form of, like, meeting girls. No, I'm dead serious. I'm like.
No, you're totally right.
And I also heard that he has another sex tape that's circulating.
Oh, do you have access to it?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Nor deny. Okay. Okay.
I don't know why.
I love Dave Portnoy.
I don't know why he doesn't learn his lesson.
Right. Like, come the fuck on. Although it's funny, I DM'd you recently, I think, being like, I'm actually not attracted to him anymore. Because on our first episode, I'm like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like, I want to do all the things with him. And you're like, yeah, I don't see it. And I don't really see it anymore. So anyway, so Dave Portnoy. Okay. So the next one that people are big on, do you know anything about the girls who run Betches?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know what. I did hear, and this isn't, like, anything, like, super great, but I did hear that, and also, like I said, like, this could be a total lie, that their office environment, like, you would think based on their Instagram, their office environment would be like, woo, party, like, yeah, like, oh my God, you know? And I heard their office environment is, like, super serious.
Really? I'm shocked.
That was something that somebody sent in, like, a while ago. Like, I didn't even post it because I was just, like, maybe having a conversation with somebody.
Right.
I remember they told me that, and I was like, that does not go with their brand. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's how you get fucking work done.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, while I'm surprised, I'm also like, well, I could kind of see it. I guess on the topic of, like, I guess influencers and that sort of thing. And it's so weird because I like asking you about George Clooney, I'm like, ah, fuck, whatever. But then the person I'm about to ask you about, I'm like, she's actually like a real, like, Danielle Bernstein, We Wore What? Like, I feel like weird because she's like not a celebrity, but whatever she is. But people want to know about her. Is it a toxic work environment? Is she a bitch? Like, I guess people are just very into what she's all about.
Let me think. Cause I have,
I know. Cause I feel like but you don't really post about influencers. No. Right?
Well, I posted about her a lot in the beginning and then like I stopped really getting anything like that good. And, Influencer's Truth kind of takes over that area of Instagram, is talking about all the influencers. So I kind of like leave that to her.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess like you could kind of tell from her Instagram that she's a bit narcissistic. And again, I don't know her. I don't know what anything she's like in real life. But I did hear that a couple of the people that work for her don't necessarily enjoy it as much as it would seem.
Right. Okay. And that makes sense. I feel like that's the same in this next one, then I think this is the last like influencer-y type, Ariel Charnas. I actually don't follow her anymore. I don't follow her brand. Like, I'm just, it's not my thing.
Yeah. She went private.
Oh, and yes. I heard that.
Yeah. So she went private. I didn't follow her. So when she went private, I didn't have access to what she was posting. Right. But, you know, she announced that she had a miscarriage. That's why
she did?
Yeah, so that's why
I didn't know that.
Because there was like this like super shady post where she was like, like I've been away from my daughters for a week and it's so nice to be reunited. I'll tell you guys why later. So everyone was like messaging me like, do you know why she disappeared? Like, where did she go? Like, oh my God. Yeah. And somebody wrote in and they were like, I heard she had like a mental breakdown and she went back to the city. But she actually announced herself that she had a miscarriage, and I'm sure she did have a fucking mental breakdown.
That's sad. Oh, I'm sure that, yes. But, sad. I mean, yeah, that's sad. Yeah. I don't know. I don't follow her, but there was so much shit at the beginning of Corona, but
yeah, I mean, she fucked up a lot, and like cannot stand, they will never forgive her for that. And like, you know, I don't blame them. Like, that's their right. Maybe she should just find like a new line of work. Do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Or pass it off, pass the baton maybe. Or like,
yeah. Like, I don't think that she's the best person to be influencing, you know, younger girls, younger generations.
Exactly.
And if she, you know, maybe she should say something like that. Like, just, you know, no bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I fucked up. She hasn't, her apologies are so veiled that it's like annoying as fuck to watch, which I think enrages people even more.
Correct. And I think like I've appreciated the celebrities or influencers who have been like, I fucked up. I totally fucked up and I'm sorry. Like, you know, and kind of owned it. And
who's done that? I haven't really heard that. I haven't
I'm referring to what the fuck is her name from Bachelor or Bachelorette? You know who I'm talking about, the most recent Bachelorette.
Hannah.
Yes. Like, she, I don't know. Have you followed her shit or no?
No, I don't like, I don't watch. So I like, everyone's like, oh, The Bachelor. But like, I like religiously watch like the first, like whatever, 8 seasons of The Bachelor. Like, you can only watch that for so many years. It's like, same shit. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
you lose all your brain cells. It's
and it's gotten worse. With social media, like with Instagram and stuff, it's gotten so much worse. So I kind of have the wherewithal to like, it's much like Vanderpump Rules, like my it's not good for like my mental state to watch that shit.
Right. No, I hear that. Please, I hear that. And yet I still watch, but I totally hear it. I get it. Okay. So now we're not going to, you know, mention names here, but the East Coast dietitian that you talk about a lot, I feel like most people are kind of really fucking sick of hearing about it all because it's all the same stuff. Is there anything you can say that hasn't been said or that, I mean, I'm telling you that was, and I told you an email that is the most requested I got today, or I got for this podcast, this East Coast dietitian.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all, I mean, maybe people missed posts about this person.
Again, I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. I have not tried the diet that they created, and I don't know this person personally. I only know what I hear, but, a lot of girls wrote in about how either being on the diet exasperated their eating disorder or gave them an eating disorder. That was like something that really kind of broke my heart. Cause like in some of these messages, I really like kind of like felt their pain, which was sad. You know, I guess I, like I said, I haven't done the diet, so I don't know, but I guess the way it's designed, it really just kind of like gets in your head and you're questioning like everything you're eating. So I got a lot of DMs about that. I got a lot of DMs about the work environment, in the offices of where they're located, how it's very toxic. Obviously, you know, it's a place based on dieting. So, there's a lot of focus around what the other people in the office are eating, monitoring what they're eating.
Right.
Shaming them for eating certain things, perhaps. So, I mean, again, I don't work there personally. I don't know. This is just what I've heard. And then I received a ton of messages about how the products, the specific products that are made by this company has given people serious, serious health issues. And you know, I don't, I'm trying to think what the actual health issues were, rashes,
like
hospital
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Colon stuff. And then, but like also on the flip side, I did get, maybe like a handful of messages being like, I've tried these products and they're fine. So I guess, but also the influx was that it really, you know, hurt people's digestive system. So you don't really like know what to believe. Like everyone's a case by case basis of how they're going to react to something. But when you get a lot of messages that sort of say the same thing, you're kind of like, maybe there was something wrong with the way this product was made. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's like, I don't know why people are so interested in it. I guess it kind of is interesting because somebody, I guess when somebody portrays themselves in a certain way on Instagram, like much like, you know, an influencer, and then you find out behind the scenes that maybe they're not that way. I guess that that's interesting. And I could tell you based on the messages that I received that the person, the face of this diet, isn't anything like she portrays herself to be.
Right. Exactly. So everyone can do your digging because a lot of people are like, who is this? You can figure it out.
Yeah. It's not Gwyneth Paltrow. I'll tell you that.
No, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. But it's actually not funny at all. I was going to more trying to say.
No, it's not funny, which is kind of like why I stopped posting about it because I was like, also, I'm like, I'm not Yelp. Like, maybe they should start like a Yelp review for like this diet and its products, and like so people can read, like, you know, because everyone's like, you have to say what it is. But like, I didn't personally try it, so I can't.
Right, you say, can't say like, from right
that exactly. These products or this diet does X, Y, and Z because I have not tried it. So
you don't know exactly.
I don't
so
know.
This is just
sure.
what people say. Yeah.
So totally. I mean, maybe there is a Yelp for it, but that's. You know, that would be helpful for people.
Yes, I
1,000%. Like working, as far as working for this person, like I personally wouldn't recommend it based on the things I've heard, but.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to apply for a job there.
But, yeah.
I'm also not like 97 pounds, so I don't think I would get a job there, but maybe, you know, more power to you. Okay, so now Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, do you have anything good on them?
Probably
under the radar, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like the stuff from when they were younger, the partying, the like, you know, the cocaine and the weed and the drinking, and their eating disorders. Like, there's definitely like all that stuff. I don't think any of that is super private.
Right.
I know Mary-Kate's been to rehab. Yeah. I don't know, more than once. I don't know about Ashley.
Yeah.
And then I would say, like, their adult lives, like, no, just like a lot of like drinking hot coffee and SoulCycle and like doing hot yoga and like cashmere onesies. Like, that's like what they're down with now. So nothing like nothing bad about them as adults. And if anything, right. like anyone who's encountered them like in their adult life has only had positive encounters.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
That's yeah. Awesome. So like although that. Somebody sent in a story about they were an intern there and they like ran into one of them, I forget which one, in the bathroom at the offices of the row. And you know, Mary-Kate or Ashley, whichever one it was like so nice, like asking them questions. And I was like, oh my God, I like love that. That's like so nice. Like you own
a
clothing brand and you're like, you know, you're so nice to everybody. That's like great. And then somebody, of course, somebody had to like put the dark cloud over it and was like, you know, the row got sued for the way they treat their interns. And I'm like, oh,
fuck.
I don't, you could Google it. I forget the reason. It might've had to do with being paid.
Yeah.
Versus not being paid. But anyway,
got it. Okay.
Regardless of that,
they're good people.
Seem to be good people. I don't know why I don't know why Mary-Kate divorced her husband. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think something went down. I don't know what it is. And that's just, this is just my own like making it up. I didn't get any information about it. And I'm also might be making this up, but I feel like somebody wrote in and I don't think I posted it. Like he might have like liked to party a lot.
Oh, okay. And she didn't.
And she wasn't as into it. I could totally be making that up, but like, I feel like I read that in a DM.
Okay. Okay. I feel like that's believable.
Yeah. I mean, he was a lot older than her, so.
That's true. So maybe initially believable. Right. Right.
But yeah, I feel like maybe that could have been it. It could have been a reason, but again, I'm not, I have no information really about their divorce, unfortunately. Yeah.
What, because you mentioned when you were talking about them, what is the deal with SoulCycle? Because every time it's like, fucking SoulCycle. I'm not a SoulCycle person, so I don't really give a shit. But like, what people want to know what the deal is with SoulCycle.
Oh, so we just answered this at the Q&A. I just basically, I've been to a bunch of classes. Like, so I feel like I could like say this confidently. Like, I've definitely had amazing classes where I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. But I've also had classes where I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what fucking, like, cheer routine, like, you're doing. Like, trying to keep up with the instructor. Like, I can't, like, be focusing on, like, you know, some, like, crossover arm bullshit I need to do when I'm trying to, like, balance on this bike and go at, like, 500 miles an hour. Like, I'm not into that. So, like, that could also be argued, like, that's the teacher, whatever teacher. Right. Like, maybe pick a different teacher, which, yeah, I get. Like, some teachers are definitely have more – like, you know, what's it called? Like routines than others. But then I also like, just like, don't like the vibe. Like, I guess it depends what studio you go to, but sometimes they're like super snobby.
Oh, really? See, I only did it like once or twice in Houston when I lived in Houston, not New York, in Houston. And then when I moved to New York, I didn't even do it there. And I, it just wasn't for me. Like, it just wasn't my, but I like love Peloton. You know, it's not the spinning thing. I don't know what it was that I didn't feel.
Yeah. I think it depends on the studio. Like, I think some are super nice and inviting and some are like super standoffish. And then you'll like, you know, you'll see like a group of like women or girls who are obviously like go all the time and they'll like be in their little clique and like stomp around in their like click clackety like spin shoes and their like outfits.
Like click clackety.
Yeah, like I'm not like here like for the whole like clicky thing or like not feeling like I'm in a cute enough outfit or I just want to like work out and like
sweat.
Like I don't totally want to like worry about all that other bullshit. And I feel like there was just like a lot of other bullshit that went with it.
Yeah, I was just always like self-conscious when I went, or like I just didn't feel like good when I went the two fucking times I went.
Yeah. So, and
but
also,
maybe like, it depends on the studio.
Yeah, it totally depends on the studio. It totally depends on the teacher, but it is also definitely like a mindset. And my best friend is like really, really, really into it. Yeah. And I would always like make fun of them. Like, you're a fucking loser. Like, I love it so much. You know, so like part of the fucking soul cycle is like a dig at them, and they follow me, so they see it. So I think like subconsciously, like I started writing it. Like when I write it, like in my head, I'm like fucking soul cycle. Like that's how I'm saying it. Like as I write it, so like I'm not like aggressive about it. And I'm like fucking soul cycle. I'm like fucking soul.
Fucking right again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So like. It's more like that kind of, that's like how I'm saying it to myself, but it's also a dig at like my friend. So I should ask them if they like notice that I even like.
That you do that?
they know that I hate it. So they probably just think that like, you know, I'm just like projecting my hate, but really.
No, totally. That's so funny. Okay. So there's the soul cycle stuff, guys. What about, okay. Meghan Markle, royal family. Any good juice there?
Nothing like lately. Just I'm trying to think.
Nothing that people wouldn't know already. Like
no, like she was a bitch. Like she said that she didn't know she was meeting Harry. I guess like whenever they first met at the Soho House or wherever in London. Really, she knew that it was him she was being set up with. Like you know, she's just like a social climber. She was you know when she was. Like on Suits and like Deal and No Deal, like supposedly she was a yachter.
Okay.
She loved to party.
Really?
I don't think that's a secret.
Yeah.
That's in a lot of blinds on Crazy Days and Nights about her partying. I think she treated her ex-husband like shit. Somebody who knew her ex-husband actually wrote into me once.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, and said that she was like just like a you know she always thought that she could do better, and she you know I guess technically she did
right like, technically
yeah so she was like really kind of like a shitty wife to him. I don't know much about it. I actually don't even know his name. I'm just like trying to recall this person telling me, but a lot of people like knew her. A lot of people that write in knew her when she was in LA.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So not like friends, just like either they ran in the same circles or they frequented the same places. So it was basically, it's always basically the same sentiment is that she's kind of like standoffish and bitchy. I don't think that's like a surprise for anyone. Like I don't like know what kind of like shocking information like people want on her. Like she was a social climber. Do you know what I mean? She was a social climber. She loved to party. She probably like had her eyes set on the prize from the beginning. She knew what she was doing. Like if anyone thinks otherwise, then I guess it'll be news to them. But I don't think it's really like that shocking.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. I'm looking because I know we only have a few more. Okay. So someone wrote, what the fuck is up with Julianne Hough? I swear her and her brother are creepy together.
Yeah, I don't really get a lot on Julianne Hough.
I feel like I haven't seen you post anything on them.
No, I don't really know. I'm sure people know about them. I just don't think like, I don't think that her name's been thrown out there. I feel like I've said this on your podcast before. Like if somebody sends in one thing on somebody, that will like start the chain of getting all the stories. So somebody needs to send in a story on Julianne Hough, and then that will her name will be out there, and that will like jog people's memory to send in whatever they have on her, because that's how it works with everybody else. So I don't think anyone's really. I think there was something a long time ago about her. I don't think there's anything creepy going on with her brother. I think she's creepy. Period.
Right. Didn't something weird happen with her ex or didn't they break up and there was a weird thing?
Yeah. So her and her husband split, you know, it was speculated based on like some weird shit he was saying, which I don't know why he would like come out and say this. Like he was questioning his sexuality and then he like backtracked and said that's not what he meant. And then she, I think, is definitely like bisexual, if not a lesbian. I feel like that might be something that somebody confirmed.
But I feel like I've also seen that somewhere, the bisexual part.
Yeah, like I don't think it's like she like hides it. So I think maybe they just like want it to be with other people. So they divorced. Like I don't, maybe right. they weren't in an open marriage. Maybe they tried an open marriage and that didn't work for them. So I think that's kind of why, you know, they split up. You know, also, right. everyone wants to know, like, what happened to her dogs, which I have no fucking idea. You know, her dog, like,
Wait, what happened to her dog? What do you mean, her dogs?
Oh, like, her dogs, like, mysteriously died one day.
What?
And, like, yeah, it's so fucking weird. People are, like, obsessed with it. I don't know the whole story because I don't, like, so the people that, like, I really don't give a shit about, like, I don't really pay attention, so I don't know the whole right. story. I just know what people tell me. Her dogs died. I think she said they were attacked by coyotes. But for some reason, like, the people, like, did not agree with that answer. I forget, like, why the answer was shady.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Maybe someone will hear this and they'll DM me.
Yeah.
The details, because they're kind of foggy, but everyone wants to know, like, can you find out what happened to their dogs? Can you find out, like, how am I going to find out what happened to their dogs? Unless her vet messages me, like, who the hell is going to tell me what happened to her dogs? If something shady happens, like, she's never going to admit it.
No. Oh, my God, her vet. Maybe your vet's following you. What's the deal with Gronk's Gronk? I don't even know what this is. Have I missed this on your thing?
Oh, so, you know, the football player, Gronkowski.
Oh, yes.
He played for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is now. I'm like, I don't know anything about sports. I think he's playing now in Florida with Tom Brady.
Oh, and like, the Buffalo, or not Buffalo, Tampa Bay, or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so, like, a couple months ago, somebody like sent me a story like, oh, like I saw Gronk, you know, in the Hamptons and like we made out and I posted it and I don't know if he was with his girlfriend at the time. It kind of sounded like he might have been. Uh-huh. And I posted it and then I started getting all these stories about, so I don't know where he went to college, but there were a lot of like college stories and then some not college stories. Anyway, a lot of people hooked up with him. And obviously, like, of course, I asked, like, how is his dick?
Right. And oh, VPD?
Yeah, like, I'm sure I said, like, does he have a VPD? And whoever the first person that I asked that to either said it was, like, really big or really small. And then I started getting in all these stories about, like, other people who had hooked up with him saying it's not really big, it's really small, or saying it is, you know, or saying the opposite. So it was like this big mystery, like how big is like Gronk's Gronk? I just started calling like his dick a Gronk for some reason. Like I have no idea. I was like, oh, like his Gronk, like I just didn't want to say dick. So I just started calling it a Gronk.
Right, right. So that's where that's, so we don't know though the actual size.
No, I mean, everybody, so then it was like, okay, well, maybe, like, it's just, you know, everyone has different perception of size.
True. You
know? And maybe that's, like, why there's, you know, such a conflict in people's information. But then other people said, like, maybe because he's such a big guy, like, maybe that also makes it look smaller.
Like, it's deceiving.
Yeah, so I don't really know how big Gronk's Gronk is, but now everything that I get about him, I just call Gronk's Gronk, even if it has nothing to do with his dick.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Because
I think we need Gronk to set the record straight. Like, what the fuck?
Somebody sent me a clip. Somebody sent me a clip, and their reporters, you could Google it. There are reporters interviewing another player on his team, and he's in the background coming out of the shower. And he flashes, it's very grainy, so you can't really tell that much, but he flashes, like, his naked body, like, to the camera.
Did we like what we saw, or?
It was too grainy, and, I couldn't really tell, but it didn't look that big, but also he had just come out of the shower.
Right, right, so there's that shrinkage issue, guys.
Yeah, so I think just because he's such a big guy, people, like, expect it to be, like, a baby arm, Which, like, some people are saying it is. Like, some people are like, yeah, it's fucking huge. And then other girls would be like, other girls were like, no, it's not. Like, it's tiny. So I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Maybe now I'm just dying to know.
Maybe they were just fucking with me. I have no idea.
Okay. So that's Gronk's Gronk, guys.
That's Gronk.
And then are you ever – wait, I have questions about – or are you scared of any celebrities, like ones you've heard that – or that have slid into your DMs kind of like being like, stop talking about me, but in like a very kind of – like have you ever been fearful of a celebrity?
No.
Okay. Not at all. They can –
no, I mean – no. Okay. I like, listen, like, I'm going to say it again. Like, I don't who the hell knows if this information is true? Like, some of it, like, could be fan fiction. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who the hell knows? I have no idea. I have no way of knowing. Like, I know, like, the Selena fans, like, tried to trick me recently and, like, send in all these, like, nice stories about her because they're so fucking obsessed with her. Oh. So, you know.
Wait, what do you mean trick you, though?
They were like sending in all these fake stories about her being so nice because they were trying to get her on the nice celebrity list.
Oh, but she's actually not nice.
I don't know if she's not nice, but the website I read called Exposing SMG has a lot of like negative information about her, but they claim, her fans claim that all the information on that website's false. It's all false. It's all wrong. So they hate that I referenced that website. They hate it. So they were trying to like plant fake stories, and they like wrote something on Twitter, and like somebody sent it to me, and I like posted something. I'm like, can you guys like stop sending me fake stories about? Oh, because they also hate Hailey Bieber, obviously, because she married Justin.
Yep.
So like the Selena Gomez fans are on my shit list right now, and like. The Taylor Swift fans are like, they're okay. They can get a little aggressive sometimes, but like at least, you know, they're like, they're a little bit more mature. And then like the Dakota Johnson fans are like the most mature and nicest.
But they're not on your shit list.
Dakota Johnson fans are not. Taylor Swift fans are like they teeter. But Selena,
but do you think it's the ages? Because it's like a lot of younger people. Yeah.
I do.
Wow.
I do. But it's just like I can't like take it. Like, you know what I mean? Like they try to like they'll message me and try to like bait me. And like I'm like, I don't have time for this shit.
Right. Like, are you really gonna spend your time doing that? Right. Oh my god.
They'll like ask me something and like try to bait me. And like I'm like, okay, well. I get you really love Selena Gomez. I get it. But like, I don't know. Take it somewhere else.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like this isn't the platform for it, guys. Like move on.
No, like, and also like I have news for you. Like she's not a fucking saint or an angel. So like, I don't know what planet they're living on. Like maybe I need to move to like Selena Gomez loving planet where like everyone's amazing. Like I have no fucking idea.
Like also these people that get so obsessed with this one person, and it's typically the younger people, but they like, you could tell them that celebrity murdered a person. They wouldn't give a shit. Like it doesn't matter.
I don't understand that fandom. Like it's a level of fandom that, which I'm sure there's been documentaries, but it needs to be like researched and like discussed. Like it is a crazy level of fandom. Like
to not
want to believe one bad thing about somebody who's human.
It's wild.
It's actually like really kind of fascinating because it's like, and you can't even like argue with them or like say anything because it's not worth it because they'll never believe it. And like the Taylor Swift fans are kind of like that too, but they're a little bit older. So they're like, they have a little bit more like rationale to them, but they can get pretty like intense as well.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's also these people like it has to be the younger people that just like can't even have a conversation about it because it's their way or no way. I mean, you know, it's like, that's so crazy. Okay. I don't want this to end, but it has to end, but I don't want it to end. But thank you so much. So obviously everyone listening follows you, but if they don't, @DEUXMOI. And do you have a website or anything now?
I have a website where you can
right.
submit information, which I actually think is way more anonymous because mm-hmm. in the DMs, like obviously I could like look at your profile and like mm-hmm. we could have like a conversation back and forth where you could like give me more information. This is just like somebody sends me an email and like that's it.
But do you see their email address or it's actually anonymous?
I do see their email address, okay. but I don't do anything with it. Like I would never email them.
You don't give a shit.
It's the right. form, the way the form is constructed that it has to, they ask for your email. Right. It's Demoix, DEUXMOI .world.
Oh, ooh, I like .world.
So if you want to like be super anonymous, you could also like make up a email.
You can put anything in there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So people definitely message me from Finstas and like fake accounts or like anonymous mm-hmm. accounts, but I don't know. I just feel like I like it better because I feel like it's easier for me to post, but mm-hmm. it's really hard, I think, to get everyone to make the switch. So
right. Okay. So, but you could go to Demoix.world or obviously DM you. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for doing this again. It was so fun. And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're dying for another, maybe we'll do a part 3. But no, I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely follow Demoix if you're not already, although I'm sure most of you are. And as always, you can follow me on Instagram and everywhere at @byjulielauren. If you haven't subscribed to #NoFilter, be sure to do so. And again, don't forget to check out my Patreon page, patreon.com/julielauren. Thank you so much, as always, for listening, and I'll be back very soon. Bye-bye.